Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new edition of the Cybersecurity Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Vogel, and joining me, as he does each and every week, is Mr. Christian Redshaw. Christian, how are you doing today?
Good to be here again this week. I'm doing well. How are you, Dom?
I am doing well because you're sitting a little bit farther from me than usual, so it's nice, but we're really excited to bring on Elon Kaplan all the way from Tel Aviv. Elon, thank you so much for joining us so late in your day, but thank you for joining us on the Cybersecurity Matters podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for inviting me to join this exciting podcast. I appreciate that. And also would like to thank you on behalf of all my colleagues and CISO friends.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. We appreciate that, Elon. And thank you for thinking that we're exciting. I just thought only we thought that. So it's good to know someone else thinks that. But I thought we'd start off with just a question, just so our viewers and listeners can get to learn a little bit more about Elon. I wonder if you could share a little bit about your sort of your personal or career narrative. What's brought you to where you are today?
Okay. Well, it's a little bit long one, but I will give you the short version. I launched my career in Israel in an amazing school for technology and everything that I know, which was one of actually the technology unit in the intelligence forces of the IDF. This was the early 90s. We were all focused on communication. And then at the later part of the 90s, I joined a great, tremendous startup, which was a fantastic school as well, which became to be a very large company later on in the actually networking area. And during that time, I also relocated to the state, actually, at the end of the 90s. And then early 2000, I joined actually IBM, Cybersecurity and Assurance Consulting Practice. That was my first actually introduction to the cyberspace as a consultant and in the consulting arm. And then I met a person there, and together with him, we actually co-founded a company. We ran it for a few years. It was quite successful. We sold it. And then after that, I went back to consulting and joined a boutique professional cybersecurity service company called Sisoteria, where we provided different type of cybersecurity services to different type of companies like public sector, financial institution, SaaS company, e-commerce, industrial. And this was another fantastic learning experience for me, running cybersecurity operation in different type of companies from totally different segment. And then a few years ago, I came across Sepio Cyber. I was totally intrigued by its innovative and one-of-a-kind defense layer to protect organization basically from cyber attack that initiated from the hardware. And I joined the company, and I'm the chief security operation for Sepio Cyber.
Perfect segue into my first question. So Sepio Cyber, I can't help but see the branding in the background there from you and on your shirt as well. I think we need to get some shirts as well for us. But so tell us, what does Sepio do and what do you do well that nobody else is doing?
Well, what we bring is basically another defense layer for companies to see and to discover all the hardware assets that they have in the organization, whichever they are, whether they are IT or OT, peripheral, even component at the endpoint. We do that in a very unique way. We can discover every hardware device, including ones that are don't have an IP address, don't have a MAC address, even sit idles and don't have any traffic. And we also attach to each one of them some kind of a risk score and what are the risks that they present.
That's interesting. And Elon, I mean, you've been in the field for a very long time. I'm curious from your perspective, where do you see sort of the broader sort of security vendor landscape being right now? Like 20 years ago, it used to just be a handful of security vendors, and now it's extremely crowded. And even for even the most seasoned security veteran, it can be very hard to discern almost what's real and what's not when it comes to whether or not a vendor is going to be useful in their security stack. I'm curious if you have thoughts in terms of, I guess, your commentary on the security vendorscape right now, but also what should organizations be looking for when they're evaluating security partners?
Well, it's a good question. It's hard to tell, but I think that one of the things that I experienced through my career, especially being a CISO for different type of organization, is that the organizations are different. They have different risk profile. They have a different theme, which related to the segment that they are in that segment. So every organization have a different type of, I would say, a cyber stack. Yes, there are the kind of the one-on-one, the basic one. You know, you need to have an EDR, you need to have a SIEM and those kind of things. But then from that point, you know, once you cross the fifth or sixth the layer, then it's going to be different based on each organization, their risk appetite, the risk that they need to manage, the segment that they are in, and so on and so forth.
Appreciate that, Ilan. I noticed that you guys are dealing with serving various sectors, and a few of them stood out to me. So I was wondering if you could give us the picture of what cybersecurity looks like and what the particular risk profile looks like for a couple of them. Number one would be financial institutions. Can you talk about what their particular set of circumstances are when it comes to cybersecurity?
Yeah, well, okay, you pick up on the one that at the top of the financial institution is the top of in terms of the ROI that they present to the bad guys, which means that they really spend a great deal of effort to get to every part of their organization, and even the edge of the network of the organization probably present a very good ROI to their effort. So they have, I would say, they're at the top. Maybe the government, some government organization are only above that in terms of the risk profile that they that need to be managed. And this is also applicable to Sepio, because the in financial institution or financial organization, even the very edge of the network represent significant opportunity for the bad guys, including even not just the endpoint, but even the IoT, even the very basic supply chain. Like you know, you buy a large organization, you know, buy, I don't know, 1,000 keyboard. How do you know that in there is no key logger even in just one of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's obviously that's where Sepio can come in with the hardware focused security. I'm wondering too, another area that seems related to me would be manufacturing. And I think about their the downtime represented in sometimes hours and minutes and the cost to an organization. What are you seeing in the manufacturing sector?
Yeah, so that's also a good that's a good sector to mention, because and again, as being a CISO for industrial company or manufacturing, there is a clear theme that you deal with, which is your OT infrastructure. That's what you deal with. This is what you know, all your security posture is really focused on protecting first the OT infrastructure. So that's a very dedicated and focused area, and when you run the security operation, you focus on that area specifically. And here again, you have you know, just maybe taking the discussion a little bit towards Sepio. So here, what, you know, the value that we bring here is to basically identifying any type of hardware that on the OT infrastructure, whether it's malicious or not malicious, or just even just an outlier, you know, something which is not related, that it's not, was not supposed to be there. Like even some mistake that you know, person bring from his home, you know, some kind of a device and hang it on the on your into your OT infrastructure, and then basically provide another link to the external world, which is definitely not supposed to be there.
That's fantastic, Elon. One last very quick question. So what would be, you know, for someone who's listening, maybe they, you know, they're an executive at an organization, what would be, you know, a security problem that they would be reaching out to Sepio for? What's something that they should keep an eye out for?
Well, it's a variety of problem. It's as we just started to go through that. It really depends on the organization and what is the use case that relative to the organization and their specific risk profile. So, you know, we talked about financial organization, we talk about industrial, which is their OT, healthcare provider, they have all the IoT devices and they would like to protect them, obviously, and that's their livelihood. And you know, a property management has their own IoT and controller and those kind of thing. So those are the specific area where we provide the we discover and basically provide a very clear picture of what do you have, what are the devices you have, and what are the ones which are maybe have some problem with.
Oh, that's just fantastic, Elon. We really appreciate the great information that that you shared with us and our viewers and listeners today. What a fantastic episode. Thank you so much for joining us on the Cybersecurity Matters podcast. And like I said, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Tel Aviv. Very much appreciative.
Well, thank you very much.
Awesome. And Krish and I will be right back to wrap up today's episode. That was a really intriguing episode with Elon today. I thought he laid out some really interesting insights and analysis there. But what was one of your key sort of thoughts or takeaways?
Yeah, I'm thinking in terms of the sectors that he mentioned there. So healthcare, government. I know they deal with retail as well, which is another prominent one. But the one that he highlighted as the top target or top ROI for cyber criminals is financial institutions. And it makes sense. There's a lot of crown jewels there. And so I think that's where they probably offer, you know, the most value to protect what financial institutions have, their crown jewels.
For sure.
What about you?
Yeah. You know, for me, I thought it was really interesting what he was laying out there again, in terms of how Sepio, extension of what you were saying there, who they best help. I thought that was important that he laid that out there, because like you said there, it depends on the organization's risk profile. You know, not every security vendor can help every organization out there, but I appreciate how he laid out there sort of that this is who we help, and then we look at it through the lens of a risk profile.
Yeah,
so I think that was really insightful, and very grateful to Elon for joining us on the podcast today. And as always, we're very grateful to our loyal listeners and viewers who join us each and every week. If you did happen to miss a previous episode, do check out the Cybersecurity Matters YouTube page and or listen to previous episodes on your preferred podcasting platform. Till next time, be well, be safe, and we'll see you again next time on the Cybersecurity Matters podcast.